Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Randy, I think they're going to try to steal this election in November. All the signs are lining up for it. Well, we shall see. We shall see. Donald Trump's running basically on the fact that this is going to be too big to rig. Turnout is going to be absolutely critical. So we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Penny says, Randy, yep, I do understand. It's a straight ticket on the primary. Penny, I got a question for you. You're up there in St. Ignace, I believe. That's Mackinac County. Did you have a mixed ballot where it had Republicans and Democrats on it side by side? Or did they give you a Republican ballot versus a Democrat ballot? If you're listening, Penny, please respond to that question. Our ballots here in Antrim County have both parties on one piece of paper. I'm sure that's probably how yours was as well. Anybody else that has voted, text me both, if both Republicans and Democrats are on the same ballot. Text me both. That's the way I think it's probably going to be. Very interesting couple of cases coming out of the Michigan Supreme Court. One of them was the process that the Republicans had been using back in 2018. Michigan Supreme Court split along party lines yesterday to rule that the Republican-led legislatures adopt and amend tactic for minimum wage and paid sick leave initiatives that were ballot initiatives where signatures were collected to put it on the ballot. The legislators are then able to consider adopting the initiatives to prevent them from going on the ballot, and then amend what's in them and pass it as law. In an opinion by Justice Elizabeth Welch, the Democratic majority held that the legislature's power does not override the people's initiative powers. Back in 2018, as a way to keep two ballot proposals off the 2018 ballot, the Republican-led legislature approved the minimum wage and paid sick leave initiatives, and then immediately watered them down before they went into effect. Well, Michigan's Supreme Court yesterday ruled 4-3 that the Constitution does not give the legislators the power to do what they did. The minority on the court wrote that since the Constitution doesn't disallow it, that what the legislature did was actually okay. when the legislature passed the amended Wage Act and the amended Earn Sick Time Act, it prevented voters' abilities to exercise their direct democracy rights through the initiative process, Justice Welch wrote. This is because the legislature's actions in adopting the initiative petitions and then amending them in the very same legislative session deprived the people of access to the process that was guaranteed to them under Article 2, Section 9 of the Michigan State Constitution. As a result, the Michigan Court of Appeals ruling, which reversed Public Acts 337 and 338 of 2019, are hereby reinstated. The upshot, roughly a $2 an hour increase in the minimum wage by this coming February 21st. Now the minimum wage will be $12.30 per hour. Also, they're going to phase out the lower minimum wage for tipped workers. That affects hotels, restaurants, bars, where servers, bartenders basically get a low minimum wage but earn tips. And they have also now implemented a mandatory 72 hours a year paid sick leave for all employees. If you're an employee in the state of Michigan, you're going to get from your employer basically 9 days off per year. Not talking about holidays, we're talking about paid leave days. You have 9 days a year to basically call in your boss and say, hey, I'm not coming in today, but you have to pay me. Well, the House Minority Leader, currently Matt Hall, called for lawmakers to immediately return to the Capitol because this decision will completely disrupt the livelihoods of hardworking Michiganders. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat from Grand Rapids, said the then Republican majority made a deceitful bait and switch on the very people they sworn to serve. And this lengthy legal battle was caused by their tactics. Senate Minority Leader Republican Eric Nesbitt called the Supreme Court ruling misguided, that it will make it difficult for struggling families. Now, this is very interesting. This is the real-world economic impact of what the Supreme Court ruled. 9 days of paid sick leave. If you're a small business, you're basically going to have to pay an employee not to come to work for 9 days of the normal work week, year, per year. So get this straight, folks. Understand what the Supreme Court just ruled. If you've got a long holiday, let's say, for example, you've got, I don't know, 4th of July, Labor Day, whatever it is. Basically, these employees will be able to take the entire week off after Labor Day, starting that Tuesday, and continue on throughout the entire week and get paid not to come to work. How much is that going to drive up costs for these businesses to have somebody else do that person's job when they're taking these 9 paid days off? Bars and restaurants. Now they are slowly raising the minimum wage for tipped employees, ultimately ending up close to $15 an hour versus their current wage, I believe, is around $4 something. plus their wages going up, they continue to get their tips. What's that going to do to our restaurants? Well, Nesbitt, the Republican minority leader, said while Democrats are out on the campaign trail, servers and bartenders are still hard at work, noting that the legislature hasn't convened since June 27th. But they very well may be finding themselves on the unemployment line soon if the Democrats don't come back and help Republicans save these Michigan jobs. He went on to say, the legislature needs to act now to prevent catastrophic changes and damage to the livelihood of workers at restaurants and bars throughout our state who barely survived the mandated China virus lockdowns. Of course, he called it COVID. I don't use the term COVID. I call it the China virus because that's what it was. And still facing increased costs due to inflation. We only need two Democrat senators in the state of Michigan State Senate who care about the lives of Michigan workers to fix this devastating change. Current Speaker of the House, Democrat Joe Tate from Detroit, posted on his X account that the court provided clarity. And the House Democrats are happy to have resolution and are reviewing their full opinion. Praising the ruling from the Supreme Court was, of course, the Communist Socialist State Representative Lori Podhutsky from Livonia and the Michigan Democratic Party Chairwoman LaVara Barnes. Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel, who was named a defendant in the lawsuit based on an opinion from her predecessor upholding the tactic, praised the court's 4-3 decision. This is a landmark victory for Michigan voters and a resounding affirmation of the power of direct democracy. There's that word again. Well, what basically happened? Back in 2018, Michigan One Fair Wage Group circulated petitions. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about the minimum wage. They wanted voters to vote on increasing the minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2022, tying it then to inflation. Another group, Michigan Time to Care, proposed employers provide paid sick day to employees. Two public acts were signed and adopted, but with changes. We'll get into those. Wrap up this story. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two on this absolutely terrific Thursday. Can't wait for the weekend. Can't wait for Tuesday, Election Day. Looking forward to this being over and finding out the results. Now, one of the things I think that people need to understand heading into this ruling by the Michigan Supreme Court, they do have an opportunity to fix it, but the Democrats are praising it. I don't think they are going to be willing to come back into session. I don't think there's any urgency to do this. Why? Because the Michigan Supreme Court said that Public Act 337 and Public Act 338 should go into effect on February 21st of 2025. Which is basically 205 days after their decision yesterday. Their ruling will phase in increases gradually from February 21st, 2025 through 2029. It will be a four-year phase-in. They will account for inflation, meaning that the state's minimum wage increase from $10.33 will go to $12.30 per hour effective February 21st of 2025. The current tipped minimum wage for bartenders, waitresses, waiters, currently $3.93. I thought it was close to $4 an hour. Well, this is only going to go up 48%. The $5.90. Still, you're talking $2 an hour per bartender, per waitress, per waiter in every bar, restaurant in the state of Michigan. Now, what is going to happen ultimately come 2029? Well, the tipped wages will be at the same minimum wage as regular employees. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, this is going to be a problem for restaurants. Why? Well, according to Minority Leader in the Senate, Democrat State Representative Arbet, not Eric Nesbitt. They've got them side by side here, and I got them confused. Democrat posted on X that 40% of restaurants could go out of business as a result of the ruling. And he looks forward to working with his colleagues and partners to fix that, to make sure that our beloved community restaurants do not fall off the cliff edge this winter. So there's one Democrat right there in the House that's willing to look at it. Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader, said this will be devastating to restaurants. They will shut down because they will not be able to compete in the marketplace with larger corporate restaurants. Your local mom-and-pa restaurants, folks, will not be able to stay in business. It's that simple. They're having a hard time finding workers now. This will make it even worse. The final decision by the Supreme Court states that the legislative power does not override the people's initiative powers. Well, the Republican justices had a different take. There's certainly reason to be frustrated by the legislature's actions. Enacting laws proposed by initiatives driven by petition signatures to avoid ballot approval, especially doing it in the same legislative session. This was written by Chief Justice Elizabeth Clement in the dissent. But nothing in Article 2, Section 9 restricts the legislature from doing so. As it is tempting as it might be to step into this breach, this court lacks the power to create restrictions out of whole cloth. Meanwhile, Republican conservative justice, rule of law justice Brian Zara criticized the majority, writing that the majority adopted as the employer law this state statutory language that was neither approved by the legislature nor voted on by the people. The court is not vindicating the people's rights to a direct democracy to petition its government, nor is it respecting the proper role of the legislature's lawmaking powers. Instead, it's replacing those powers with its own decision. Chosen remedy expressed in the majority opinion and the court's choice to exercise legislative power by rewriting statutory language finds no support in our Michigan Constitution, none in our history, tradition, or case laws of this state or even the country, Zara added. Unbelievable. Elections have consequences, folks. Who we put on the Supreme Court will impact our state going forward. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi. It's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.